We are on Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, the second line from the top. Tana Rabbanan, Nachal Luseich Kivshan Heish. Edith saw how a person fell into a Kivshan Heish. Me'idim Olaf, she can say Edith that he's dead. Liyoyre Meleya Yayin Veshemen. What if there was a tremendous vat and they were cooking in it wine or oil and he fell into it? Is Me'idim Olaf, so he can say Edith that he's dead. Mishum Rabbi Acha Omru Shel Shemen Me'idim Olaf Mipnei Shehu Mavir. By Shemen, you can make, we say Edith that he's dead, because Shemen burns. Shel Yayin Ein Me'idin Olav Mipnei Shehu Mechabe. Because wine extinguishes. We'll see in Rashi soon what Rabacha means. Omru Loi, so they told him Tchilosai Mechabe, that is true, wine extinguishes. In the beginning it extinguishes, v'soifoi mavir. But the end is, it burns also. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, li yoyre meleya yayin v'shemen, merusachas, it's bubbling, it's boiling, al ha'ur, on the fire. So Ravache said, if it's shemen, they can be sure he's dead. Shuhu mavir, because shemen makes a fire. Kshenafal adam l'soichai, when a person falls into such a pot, v'nitas ha-shemen al ha'ur. So the shemen is spritzes out, pours over on the flame. U'maviro yoisa v'yoisa, so now it burns more. Shemen is fuel, so the fire gets larger. So by him falling into the pot, that does not stop the pot from bubbling. The fire got larger. And it seems his feet get dried up. He can't get out. He finds himself in a bubbling pot of scalding oil or mace, so he dies. That is if the liquid that was cooking was oil. But what if the liquid that was cooking is wine? Is mibneishu mechabe kshenites al ha'er. When this runs over, is kibo, so the wine will extinguish the flame. It's very possible he won't be able to get out. He won't die. If the wine extinguishes the flame, eventually it will cool off. Because the bubbling stops when the fire gets extinguished, so he won't die. So they told him tchilosai mechabe, in the beginning it will extinguish the flame, the seifai mavir, but it eventually will burn derech bikas. The derech of a log is shemechabim oiso b'mayim, that you extinguish it liyos chayzeres v'doylekes yosa mibatchiloso. That means wood, you make charcoal out of it. So that means extinguish wood, it burns better than wood itself. So memele, you have a flame that's burning, so even though the wine that will fall partially on the logs will extinguish the flame, but that does not make that the log is not usable as fuel, fakelt. It will burn better now. So if these logs, it seems, since the whole flame doesn't get extinguished at once, so these logs will kindle again from the fire that is burning, and eventually the fire will continue. So Memele, he'll never be able to get out, and he'll die in this pot of bubbling wine. Let us see Taisvis. Amru loy, so they told him, Trilosoi mechabe, Visoifoi mavir. East, that's what Amru loy says. East garsi lael, others are geiris, liyere meleye yain vishemen, ein me idem olov. But you cannot say Eidis. So there's a three-way machloikis. So the Tanakama holds it's possible to come out alive. Rav Acha differentiated between Shemen and Yain. Shemen he could not come out alive, and Yain he could come. And the Omru Loi holds by both of them he won't come out alive. Vahava Hai Tanish Lishish, according to this Girsa, he's a third Tanak. Ulsforim de Garsilel Meiden Olof. But according to the Sforim, who are Geiris, that's our Geiris, that the Tanakama holds Me'idin Olov by both, Havi Tanakame. So the Amru Loi is the Tanakame, and the Amru Loi is explaining to Rabacha why they hold by Yayin, it's also Me'idin Olov. V'chein Perish Rabbeinu Chananu, the Tanah de Sefer Loi Poliga Tanakame, Lo Meforish Taime de Milse. He's explaining the reason. Tanya Omru Loi L'Rab Meir. Now let us just refresh our memories. Let us look what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Nofal L'mayim Bein She'yesh Lem Soif Bein She'ein Lem Soif Ishto Yasure. That the Omar Ameya Maisa Bechot Shenofa Leboyer Hagodol Veochal Veolo Laacha Shloisha Yomim. So Rashi said Ishto Yasure Shema Laacha Prishosoi Mishom Yotze Veholochloi. Maybe after this person left, this person was standing there, and he saw no one come out. By Maim Sheyesh Lam Soif. So after the observer left, Yotzo V'holach Loi. The Sovar Amei holds Odom Yochel Lichyois V'lishois B'mayim Yoim Oyemayim. A person can live in water. Submerged in water, that's how it would seem from Rashi. A person can live submerged in water in 1 or 2 days. So we'll see, this person was standing there for 2 to 3 hours, and he saw nothing's happening, so he came to the conclusion that the one who fell in, they drowned already. And Rameya says it's no raya. It could be that he's still alive. There are other people that can live underwater for 1 to 2 days, till 3 days. We'll see. So that's what Rameya holds. And one of the Mephoshim explained that Rameya holds, even though Roiv people cannot live underwater, but there's a myth people can live underwater. So therefore, so you can't be Mata his wife. How do you know who he is? Maybe he's from the myth Anoshim that can live underwater. Omar Maise Be'echot She'nofa L'Boyer HaGodol. And he brought a Maise Shehoya. That someone fell into the Boyer HaGodol. The Boyer HaGodol is a Mayim Sheyesh Lem Soif. They were looking into the Boyer HaGodol. They did not see anyone come out of the water. And the Boyer HaGodol has a Soif. And 3 days later, he walked out, and he was on the water for 3 days. So you see, there are other people that can live on the water, so you can't be materishta. That's what Rameya holds. Omru loyle Rameya ein maskirim maise nisim. So they told him that this maise that occurred was maise nisim. And maise nisim, you can't bring a raya. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Afilu eine meis machma samayim. We'll agree with you. You hold that a person could live underwater. Fine. That's what you say. Afilu eine meis machma samayim. Hoyuloy lomus machmas dovarache. But this person should have died for another reason. And if he didn't die, so Akochach was a mess. So he can't bring a raya for mice and this. So now we see from this Gemara that if a person is underwater for 3 days, it's a ness that he's alive. Forget about the water, it's a ness that he's alive. So the Gemara asks, my maisenism, what are the Chachab telling us that it's a ness? Why is it a ness? Ilaimed the loy ochel veloy ishti, because he didn't eat or drink for 3 days. Voksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vetzumu alive, Al Teuchel, Val Tishtu, Shleishish Yomim, Yilayla V'yoyim. So you see, it's possible that 3 days, one can live without eating and drinking. Agav Ulche Dol Chaner is Moire, what is Pshat V'loy Ishti, they didn't drink, why couldn't he drink? He's underwater, so he could drink, so Memele. So he says either Vilayishti is Lavdavka or the water in the Boir HaGodl was not drinkable. So Memele, so if you'll say that he should have died because of not eating and drinking, that's not true. Because a person can exist 3 days. Elo the Loinayim, well, because they didn't sleep. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shvuish Loi Ishan Shloisha Yomin. The person makes a shvu, I won't sleep for 3 days. So the shvu is not chal. This is an impossibility. Is malkin oisai v'yishan la'alta. So you give him malkis, because he made a shvu ishov. That means he made a shvu that he's going to do something which is impossible. So you give him malkis, v'yishan la'alta, and I can go to sleep, because there never was a shvu is bitui. A shvuah is biti means a shvuah that's machayev him to do things. This shvuah can't be machayev him to do anything because he swore on something that's physically impossible to do. So memele, so al kochoch, if they were alive after 3 days, so was maisenisim. So you can't be geray for maisenisim. The Reb Meir my time. So the Gemara asks, no, so that's the right taket. Taket maisenism. A person can live without sleep for 3 days. Omar Rav Kahane kippin al gabi kippin havu. That they were kippin, that means in this Boir HaGodol, there was a place under the water that he could lean on. And if he could lean on it, he could sleep there also. So, underwater, that's no problem. The person can live underwater for 3 days. No, the whole problem is sleeping. So, we'll see. He can rest on this keeping. V'rabono. So, what's the rabbonon's kasha? The shisha have it. No, it was smooth. There was nothing to lean on. It was smooth. It's still possible he could rest on something, even though it was smooth, and he could sleep a little. Now let us see Rashi. Kipin al gabi kipin, kipin kimin binyomin, binyonin vi ulomais, v'nishin aleim v'yoshin. He rested on them, he leaned on them, and he was able to sleep. So the Gemara says, the shisha have v'chalokim u'me'umed ein odam yoshin, a person will not fall asleep standing. Masrich mischazek v'nidbak aleihem ma'at. Now, I heard a ha'ore, and Baruch Hashem, I heard a gewaldike simche that I found, Yashrish Yaakov asks this kasha. There's the Ran in Masechta Shavuos, and Daf Chof Hei, Klaus HaShaila, this the Gemara says, if a person swore he won't eat, he won't sleep 3 days, so it's a Shavuos Shav, and it's not Chal, and Malkanoi say, V'yoshen Lalta. So Klaus HaShaila, if a person swore he won't eat a month, is the Shavuos Chal. What's the Shaila? So they will see, so he says the Shaila is as follows. A person can't live a month without eating. So it's impossible. So he says, but he could be Mekayim the Shavuos. It's a Shavuos, I won't eat a month. Is Yamid b'Shavuos, let's say a person can live 7 days without eating. Is Yamid b'Shavuos, he has a Shavuos, he's not allowed to eat. Ad sheyistakeh, till it's a sakoneh. So he has a Shavuos not to eat. We have a klal pikuach nefesh is doicha kol ha'teira kula. So on the seventh day, he's at sakona. We'll give him to eat. How much he needs to live. Then we'll fast another 2 days. And then we'll give him again. And v'loidom is a memele, but the Shavuos can be chal. That means it's a Shavuos on something possible. So the Ram learned a more de kipshat in this halacha. Shvuah shaloi ishan is saying an impossibility. The body of a person will not exist without sleeping. He's going to fall asleep on kolchok. It's not pshat. You can't, the body automatically will fall asleep. So he can't say, Shavuos shelo yishon. He'll zicha fall asleep. Ma she'ein kein Shavuos shelo yoichel. He could be a lo yoichel. He could do it. There'll be a sakana. So then we'll go to a rov and the rov will paskin. What the din is if he has a Shavuos not to eat, and it's a sakona what he does, but the Shavuos theoretically is chal. Then he brings down that the Rambam says that Shavuos shaloi ishan gimel yomim, Shavuos shaloi eichel zayin yomim is a Shavuos shav. So the Ram says, I wish to disagree with the Rambam. It's no comparison, Shavuos shaloi ishan and Shavuos shaloi eichel. Then he says, you know, the Rambam is right, abolav mitaimei, because it's nishba levatel es hamitzvus. If a person says, I won't eat 30 days, he's going to swear he's going to kill himself. So nishba levatel es hamitzvus, that's why the Shavuos isn't chal. But not, it's no comparison to Shavuos shalish, and that's the Ram. So, I looked at this Ram, and I looked at Agamor. Agamor says, klona like the Ram. Agamor says that the Gemara asked, that's how Rashi explained the Gemara, that the Gemara said it's Maisen Nisim Shahoyo Loi Lomois Machmas Dovaracha, he should have died. So the Gemara says, number one, that if a person does not sleep 3 days, he dies. Not the way the Ran says, a person will Balkochach fall asleep. The Gemara says, without sleep, a person dies. That's number one. And number two, our Gemara says it's possible that he can fall asleep. Forget, that was the Shaila. He was in a Be'er HaGadol. The Gemara tells us a Yesod that the art of sleeping can only come about when you're resting or you're leaning on something. You can't stand on your 2 feet without leaning on anything and fall asleep. And therefore the Chachomim said that since this Be'er was a very smooth bird, there was nothing to lean on, so he couldn't have slept, so he should have died in 3 days. So why did he live? So, kochach, it's meisen nisim. So how can you bring rais from this meisen? That's how the Chachamim learned, that's how the Chachamim Achilik and Rameya. Rameya says, no, it was possible, even though the walls were smooth, it was possible somehow to lean against something and Chaparayin Adrimel. So Al Koponim, the Gemara seems to say, Klo, like the Rambam. Shvua Shaloi Ishan, it's a Shvua Shav, because he's going to die if he doesn't sleep. So the Rambam was medame, Shvua Shaloi Eichel to Shvua Shaloi Ishan, and Baruch Hashem, I found the Yashche Shakib. He says he doesn't know what the Ram did with our Gemara. Our Gemara's enough in the Raya to the Rambam. That's what the Yashche Shakib says. Let us see Tosfos. Ein maskirim maisen nisim. The Chachamim taina to Ramei, you're telling us a fact from what had occurred. A person was underwater 3 days and he lived, so you're telling us it's all right, a person can live underwater. So the Chachamim told him this is maisen nisim because he should have died because he didn't sleep. Taime lari. We learned before Baraisa, a person fell into a boar with lions, could be he's alive. He's also alive. So Taisa says, isn't this a mess? I mean, how do you understand? But this halach is brought down. A person fell into the Atlantic Ocean, he's alive, you're telling me. A person fell into Gubarais, he's alive, and they ain't eating all of it. This isn't Maisenism. V'yeshloima, da'ine mamish Maisenism. That's not called Maisenism. Ela yeshlitlois, this is possible. Perhaps it's a miyut chance, but we're chashinile miyut. It could be the lions aren't hungry. If they're not hungry, there's no kashis. It could be in the same pit together with lions, and they won't bother you. We had before cases what happened. That it could be he flowed on a daf shel svine, vigal toyrev. Or one wave pushed them towards another wave. So memele, so, but this, the Chachamim taina, without sleep he can't live. Forget about it. Umiyu yesh bi Yerushalmi. So Tosfos says, in the Yerushalmi it says, nofel leguv shel aroyis eime eden olov, shemenasa loines kidonim. The Rishalmi says, "Emi Eden Olav," because maybe, you know, there are nisim. When we say in davening al nisecho shebechol yoimi mono, every person every day experiences nisim. So memele, so the Rishalmi says, "Emi Eden Olav." You know, Daniel was in a guf shel arayis. Nofal lekivshon shaleish eime yidin olav, chayshishin shemenasa loynes kechananya mishoyl vazaya. That's a loymer, shenofal beish, shuborach loymineish bishuminya. So, the Yerushalmi seems to say, not like Tosfos had said. So we're back to the kasha, so what's pshat in the Chachomim? Vishema Ulafize Rabbonon Chilkin Abraise de Lael. Let's say that's Marshal's Girse. So Tosfos is saying, so if that's Pshat in the Baraise, so the Baraise says Choshishin Lemaise Nisim. It's something and the Baraisa that says, Nofel leguf shel aroyis ein meiden olov. I said, the Baraisa holds choshish in lemais and nisim. Chachamim hold ein choshish in lemais and nisim. It's a very interesting Keren Oire that says, I would say a different teretz on Tosfos Kasha. He says, these nisim occurred. That you see, Aloyus didn't eat Daniel. No, a Baal Chai not eat a person. You have to have schusim, but a person who's a tzaddik, he sees the Tzelem Alekim, a Baal Chai won't chap it with him. It's not, it's a nest that can occur. You have to have schusim, but a Baal Chai won't chap it with a person. He brings a posik, Pemison, there's a medrash like this. The medrash says that a nochosh will not bite without a lachash milamaila, unless he's a cruz. A nochosh doesn't bite stamazoi. A balchai bites. So mamelet could be this person has chusim. He says, Nafal Saich Kivshon Shalesh. He says, the Gemara tells us Rab Zeira used to go into a fire each month. He wanted to test himself to see if fire is shailat on him. Fire isn't shailat on Tamidei Chachamim. Shekula Yesh. Madach HaSalamander, that's Teudis Eish. Talmud Chochem, that's Kula Yesh. Fire isn't shailat on a Talmud Chochem. That's a nest that's acceptable. I once heard a Moira Dike Maise from Rav Shmelke Tobenfeld Zachayne Lebroche that Rav Gershon Zaks Zachayne Lebroche told him over this Maise. Rav Gershon Zaks als Bocher learned by the Briskerov, and it seems the Briskerov was very fond of him, and Einikl of the Chofetz Chaim, and they used to walk together. And the Briskerov used to tell him Isis, and they walked, he used to tell him Isis. Once he told him a Maisa that he heard from Rab Chaim, that the Beis HaLevi had, the Beis HaLevi asked Rab Chaim, he should go and take a burning candle and put it on his back, and he wants to see if Eish has a shlita on him. And I think it didn't bother him. This he heard a maisa from Rab Chaim. Told him this maisa. A few months later, they're walking. Tells him another maisa of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi once had to undergo an operation. And the Beis HaLevi said, no anesthesia. I don't want any anesthesia. The Briskerov says, I don't understand my grandfather. How could you go under operation without anesthesia? He didn't understand. I'm not allowed to do it, he held. The pain is so big, you're not allowed to do it. So Rabbi Gershon Zaks remembered the other mice. So he says, oh, maybe he didn't feel it. So the Briskerov looked at him. A comparison? Eish is in Shoilet on a Talmud Chochem, so that's why he was able to put a candle on him. But that's a comparison to an operation? One thing is no shaychus with the other. So you see from this Maisa, and that's Bemison what the Keren Torah wants to say, Nofa Lekivshon Shalesh, we see that Eish is in Shoilet. But a person not to be able to sleep 3 days, that's teva. So he says, he would say a different teretz on Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos says, the Rabbonon said, Eime v'in rayim imayis enisim. Ay, we see nofel esoich kivshon shalesh. We see, is Eime yidin olov. Nochel esoich guva rayis Eime yidin olov. So the Keren Torah says, I would say this, different types of nisim. There are nisim in the teva that yichidei skula are zoiche, that a Baal Chai shouldn't be shailat on them, that an A shouldn't be shailat on them. These are certain inyonim, which not everyone is susceptible to chayis and to Eish. But here was a kasha. Here he didn't eat. Here he didn't sleep. That's a nest. That's kineged teva. That was shat in the Gemara's kash. That's what the Keren Torah wants to say. Tana Rabbono. Maise, there was a maise, bebitoi shal nechunye chayfer sichem. Nechunye was a chayfer sichem. What did this nechunye do? Zot Rashi, he used to dig ditches, lo'oile, l'golim. Umayim is kansen behem, and these ditches used to fill up, by yushoysin heinu behemtam. The oile regolem should have water to drink, while the oile regol, he was an oisig betzolchei tzibo behemune, nechunye chayfasich. There was a maise shenoflo, his daughter fell into leboir hagodl. And she was drowning. Ubo vahidiu la Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. They told this to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, the tragedy that occurred, the daughter of Nechunye Chayfel Sichem fell into the Boer HaGodol. Shari shayne omalehem sholem. The first hour, he says, no problem. So she's underwater an hour, no problem. Shniyat, the second hour, Omalem Sholem. It's also no problem. A person can live 2 hours underwater. Shlishis, the third hour, Omalehen also. Don't worry, she's out of the boil. Omalem Ustaka also. Omalo biti mihalucho. So yes, how did he get out of the boil? Omra loy zocher shalachelim nizdamen li vizokin manhigoy. That there was a zocher shalachelim, a male zocher, a ram, and there was an old man that was guiding this ram, and that's how I got out of the boil. Omru loy, so they told Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, Noviato, yeah, Novi, Mamish. I mean, he was home, and she was in the Boer HaGodol, and he knew by the third hour that also. Omar lohem, so he told them, Loi Novi Anoichi, veloi ben Novi Anoichi. I'm not a Novi. Ele dovo shatzadik misasik bo yikoshel bo yizaray. That was no suffix by me, that she, Zicha, would not die, bedobo, shenis asik boy, tzadik. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, sholem, shadayim yechoylo lichye, she can still be alive. Vechein bishniye, avo shlishish, sheini yechoylo lichye. By the third hour, she can't be alive anymore. Omar lehen also lo she do a hoyeloy shalay tomu sham kidalakama. Dova shayim is asig by oisei tzadik ovia lo yikoshel by zari. Shalachelim ze eloy shal yitzhak. Zokin echod manhigoy ze avroham. Noviyat oleida shalay tomus. Misasig boy b'toireyach asiyosay. Lulei de mistafine, I would try to say a rayon on this gemara. And I have three ha'ores. Ha'ore number one, that what Rashi says, Misasig boy, betoirech asiyose, the toirech of the yasiyah. What is Rashi telling us over here? Number two, who came to be matzalim? Avraham Avinu, and Eloi shel Yitzchak. The Masha says, the schus of the Akeide. The schus of the Akeide, so that I think that would be more proper if Avraham and Yitzchak would come. I mean, that would, the Akeide is Yitzchak, Lazari, Yayim, Rachmim, Tiska. But Yitzchak, the schus of the Akeide, how does the Eloi shall Yitzchak come in? Good. Avraham Avinu was Makriv, the Ayel, Tachas, Benoi, but if you're looking the schus of the Akeide, I don't see how the Eloi shel Yitzchok comes into the schus of the Akeide. Is perhaps we could say something, perhaps it's this Yesh Dvorim Begav. The Goyin in Kol Eliyahu brings down a medrash. And Parshas Vayera. The medrash says, Yechayenu miyoymayim, bayoyma shlishi yekimenu v'nichya. The medrash brings this down on the Akeda. This posik. So the Goyin says, Amoyra de kipshat in the medrash. The third day was the Akedah. So the Goyin says, Schar mitzvah bahay al maleke. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will not pay up the schar of a mitzvah on this world because you don't have, there's nothing in this world that can pay up a mitzvah. Yechayenu. That what we derive chiyus and benefit from the Maisa of is, that's miyoymoyim, from the first 2 days. The hachonis of Avraham Avinu to the Akeda, v'yashkim Avraham baboike v'yevakatzeyoylo, all these pu'ulis, which was not the Maisa of the mitzvah of Akeda, the tirchis and the yegiyis that Avraham Avinu was involved in order that there should be a ma'isa keide, but he did the first 2 days, yechayenu miyemayim. So memele, we are existing now from what he did these 2 days. Bayoyim ha'shlishi yikimeinu v'nichye, the schus of the Akeda, that's after Tchiyas HaMeisa. That we then will derive benefit from the Etzemais Akeda. Yikimeinu v'nichya, then we'll get Tchiyas from what he did by Yom HaShlishi. The benefit we are deriving is from the Tirchis and Yigiyas that Avraham Avinu went through the first 2 days. Yechayenu miyemayim. So, could be, that is pshat, what Rashi is saying here. Rashi is saying, Mis'asik boy b'teira chasiyosoi. That she had a father, Zokin Echod, that he was Mahane do'ile regolim with Mayim. The etzim mitzvah that he had done, that will not be used for Olam Hazadike in Yonim. The tirche of b'teirach, misasik by b'teirach asiyosi, the tirche that was involved, till the etzem kiyam amitzvah. That's Avraham came who was manning Eloi shal Yitzchok. Now, I once heard a mirad the kechsidish about, which we say in the davening of Rosh Hashanah, Zachor achus kerem l'toike l'cho hayoyim bekerem kodesh. And Poshe Pshat in this sentence is, Zachor the Rabbeinu Shalom should remember the ayah, achus kerem, that it was nechas besvach, that the karnayim of the ayil was attached, was tangled, basvach. Zocher achus kerem l'toike l'cho hayoyim bekerem. To those who blow for you today bekerem. So I once heard a moire de kehore, who blows bekerem? A kerem is possible, a teke bekerem, he's a shofar. A shofar is a dover that's hollow, that's Loshon Shveiferes. A keren is a solid piece of bone. You can hollow it out, but that's possible. So what's pshat l'teike l'cho hayim b'keren? So I once heard a vote that when we're coming Rosh Hashanah and we look at ourselves and our tefillahs and we see the stimas halev, that it doesn't go, the tefillahs don't go. It's not going. Look at the aisle. The aisle was trying with all his might. He was trying to go to the Akedah. The attempts of the aisle. Look at our attempts. Don't look if we're successful or not successful, but look at our attempts. We're trying to go. We're trying. That was Zecher Achus Kerem L'Toyki L'cha Yoyim B'Kerem. So could be that's who came and was Matzalah. The ayil came not because the ayil was geschochten. The shchite, then you have a cut up ayil. The ayil came, the ayil that was nechaz b'svach b'kalmov, that he was trying to go to be geschochten, and the satan was ma'akevim, the achus keren, and Avram Avinu in the yemayim in the first 2 days that he was going, his tirchis and his yigiyis, and this was that because shemisasik davar shehatzadik misasik by Rashi says misasik t'betoireyachasiyosoi. So memela the tirchis and yigiyis, he was sure that that would zicha be megan on his daughter. Omar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba said, Afal Pikein, with all these cheshbonis, Meis b'noi b'tzomo. His son died from thirst. Shenemar u'svivov nis'ara miyoid melamed shakadosh baruch hu medagdek im svivov kechut ha'sayra. Abchanina oma meihocha ke'el naretz besoid kedoishim rabo v'noiro al kol svivov. Let us see Rashi and Tosfos, then we'll try a little bit to elaborate on this Gemara. Afa pikein meis benoi shel Rab Nechunya b'tzoma. Shekach dalkoi shel mokim ledagdeik im hachasidim. Usvivov nis'ar loshen chut ha'sayro im svivov im tzadikim ahilchim achav who are close to him, are surrounding him, nis'ar miyoid. Afal pikein, let us see, Tosfos, meis b'tzoma, meis b'nei b'tzoma, mikol mokom, lo yhavi dover, shenitztar boi ha-tzadik, shloi oso ha-bir. Now, the Bach says, pshat, and the Marash Ranshenberg, tzeichen zu, to the Rif, and the Ein Yaakov. The Rif and the Yaakov says, Shloi osa habur klum beniskoi, shloi hezikoi habur, elo hatzomei veloi habur. So it would seem from the Rif in Ein Yaakov that, and that would, the loi osa habur, that means like this, his son fell into a bur. This bur was a bur reikein by mayim. And he was unable to get out, and he died of thirst. So Tosfos says, so where's the cheshbon dovo shenitztar boi oisai tzadik? Where's the cheshbon? He died from a boir. So Tosfos says, the boir didn't kill him. The boir maybe was misavav that he should die, but the thirst killed him. That everybody is not a kasha. That means, by the case of the daughter, the medubah was that the water should kill her. Now, he had brought water in boiris for the Eilei Regolim, that something, that nitzar by Yosei Tzadik, that should be, that there should be, there should be enough water for the Eilei Regolim, a daughter of his should die in water, does nisht. But here, even though the reason he died of thirst was because of a boil, but not the boil killed him. The thirst killed him. The boil was a masavi of the thirst. But that's not called Dovosh Nitztaya by Yaisi Tzadi. The Gemara brings two psukim. One posik is Usviva of Nisaro Miyoit, and the other posik is Rabo v'noira al kol svivov. The Ochanel wants to say, could be we're explaining two reasons why such an occurrence occurs. One reason is Svivov Nisara Miyoy. Those who are close to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, there's a different anhage of din. The Pashi Pshat is, the Marsha says, that the Rabbeinu Shleilam is manish the tzaddikim on this world that they should not have any einish on Lo'osid Lovay. And if we would really realize the Givaldike Toive, the einish on this world, Ba'alma de Shikre, is only a fraction of the einish in Alma de Kshayt, in the Emes Ha'ilam. So Memele, it is worthwhile for the tzaddik to be nenish on this world in order to get a complete Olam Habo. Should not lose anything from his Olam Habo because of the Mainut Chatoyim Yadon. The Teres Chaim says Pshat in this Gemara that by Svivov, Rashi brings down in the beginning of Bereshis, that when the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to create the world, it's all about Machshove, it should be Nivra b'midas Hadin, Rosh and Noilom is Kayim, Ishitav Ima midas Harachmen. So the Teres Chaim says, but the Rotzen Horishin was the Machshove Tchila was to be Shaifet, the world b'midas Hadin. That is the true anhage, and by Tzadikim, by the Svivov, that anhage remains. And that he explains the Gemara in Menoches. The Gemara says when Moshe Rabbeinu saw they were combing the basar of Rabbi Kiva, Soikim Besori B'Masreike Shel Barzel. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbeinu Shalom Zu Teire V'Zu Schora. So he said Shesoik Kach Ole B'Machshava Tchile. So the Teir Chaim says that was the Tchilas HaMachshava, that the Olam should be Nidin Alpin Midas Hadin, and by Tzadikim this Anhoga remains. So that's Vivav Nisara Miyoid is a Mishpat of Kechut HaSairo. That's Midas Hadin. The Ochlaner says the second posik is Noira al Kol Svivov, not because of them, nor because of the Olam. I want to come to Shaka Kasher Kadosh Baruch Hu Oisa Mishpatim Tzadikim is Misalev, and so that's the purpose. If Im Barozim Nafla Shal Heves Zavad Givis Bazuve Yakir. So that is the purpose of the Oimek HaDin that occurs with Tzadikim. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Afilu shoma min hanoshim, oimreis meis ish pleini. A person heard women talking. They had no intentions of accomplishing something. They were just talking the news. But they said, you know, Yena died. Matter of a fact, so it was said, Mesiach Lefi Tumam, is Dayoy. So a person who heard this can come to Besdin and say that, I heard from women speaking that this person died. Now let us just appreciate the Chiddush. The halacha is, B'chol HaTorah Kula, number one, Eid Mipi Eid is possible. That means that in order to have a Teiris Eidus, it has to be, the Eidus has to be Niskabel Bebest. You can't say Eidus Chutz Lebest. Eid me pi Eid. So if the Eid that comes to Bezen says, I'm not an Eidriye, but how do I know this occurred? Because I heard this from another Eid. Now, was the Eidus of the other Eid Niskabel Bebest? No. But I heard it from him. So b'chol ha'teira kula eid mipi eid is possible. The sakula b'shemiguni kila b'arabonon, they will make a eid mipi eid. That's one chiddush. There's another chiddush over here, that even what they said, they weren't mechavon l'shem eidus. It's not as a shmuzing. Mesiach lefi tumo. So mesiach lefi tumo, so who says b'chlal that this has an emonis? Afilu shama min anoshim oimreis meis ish pleini daya.
That's sufficient.
Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Afilu Shama Mina Tinaikis, Afilu they heard from Tinaikis, Oimrim. And the Tinaikis was saying, Harayon Ohilchin Lispoit Velikpoi Resish Pleini. That they said they're going to be Maspid and Mekaber Ish Pleini. Bein Shu Miskav and Bein Sheine Miskav. Zad is Kavon Elohoi, Zad is No Kavon Elohoi. Rab Yehuda ben Bavoyim be Yisrael Afal Pishu Miskaven, Bavid de Kichovim Oye Miskaven, Ein Eidu Say Eidus. Let us see Rashi. V'loshama min anoshim shloya miskavnes lohoi, de misiches lofi tuma, daye, v'yocholei lech lohoi v'lohosi yes ishtoi. Bein shu miskaven leidus. Zokte gemore. Vidilme loy ozli, maybe they're not going to go. They just sang in the hoichen lispe velikpe rasish pleine, but who says that means something? Amar Rab Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the Komri, no, we heard them saying, hareinu boin mi lispe. They were talking, we just came back from a hesped, a milikpe rasish pleine. They're talking that they came back, so they witnessed this already. No, so the Tanaika said they witnessed this, we can believe them. Frekte Gemore, the kids are talking, small children, the putis, they're talking about that they came back from a hesped and they buried person. Maybe an ant died. Basiko lay al shmei, and they said, they gave it a name. There was an ant that died, and they buried the name, and they gave the ant the name Yaakov ben Reuven. And they said, but kids, small kids, what's wrong with that? So how can you build from what they're saying that Yaakov ben Reuven was buried? The Komri, no, he says, the Komri, chen rabbonen havahosan, chen saftoni havahosan, they were talking, they came back from the Levaya, who was there, so mistoma, this really occurred, so then we can believe them. So, trashi, kamtsa baalme, chogo, vaynemola, hemisu atinoikis, vahelu lo shemish ploini, kidach shatinoikis misachim, that's how children play. Reyonu boim mi lispoid masis nochi pirush reyonu hoilchim li beisenu shabonu. We're going home now. We just shabonu mi lispoid. We came back from Maspid. Uboivet kirchovim imhoya miskaven. It says in the Mishnah, if he was miskaven lohoid, it's no good. He's not miskaven it. Ain't they do say this? Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmu, loishon roosh niskaven lahater. When is a goy not good if he's mechaven lahater? Avol niskaven lohoi, just to say Eidus, I do say Eidus. Heichi yodinam, how do you know what he's mechaven? Omar Rav Yosef, bo lebezn if he came to bezn. For Omar ish ploini meis, this person died, he see you as ishtoi. Tell, now you let his wife get married. Zel niskaven lahater. So him, we will not accept that hagodah. Meistam, but he comes to business as you know this person died, and his kavalaidis. It manami amarish lokish, leishonu al shanis. It manami. Amarish lokish, loishon osh niskaven lahat, of niskaven lohoi, they do say Eidus. Niskaven lohoi, they do say Eidus. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, I wish to disagree with you. Loikacho yemaise. Vayeshaye berebi, shehisriz im shmein vechamish zekainim. He was chaylik with 85 skainim. Omelem, loishon osh niskaven lahat. Avniskaven lohei, they do say Eidus. They do disagree with him. Almas nisen de ktoyme be khovi moy meskavne du se edes hege maskachas lo etavke if meskavne ne du se loy meskaven be mesiach lefi tumoy. And a goy is only believed if he's mesiach lefi tumoy. Ki ahu dahave koma va ozo man iko be chivoi, man ike be chavoi, he was walking, who's here from be chavoi? Chivoi shochiv. Man ike be chavoi, shochiv chivoi, v'inze be rabi yosef le deviso. He was tabi, didn't want to say any edus, it just the whole thing bothered him, and so my mail that's called misich levitume. Let us see Rashi. Aber niskaven lehoi le later as ishte, du se edis from no se ishte, eche meshkachas le niskaven lehoi vloi lehate, chivoi shemi, shmanike bei chivoi miman she beis isha beis chivoi shishma dvorei de shochev chivoi. It seems this is not an edis. Yeah. Ve'anzve rabbi yosef le debisu, ahu dahave koma bo'ozel, Vei lei le prosho zrize dahave be pumpedise. The prosho zrize Rashi says, Giber chayil be Yisroel hoy. He was a gewaldike giber, a soldier. He lived in Pumpedise. Vei lei ve inseve Rav Yosef. Veiteime rove le deviso. That's called the Masich Levi Tumay. That means the whole thing bothers him, but not a kavona lehoit. Ahu dahave koma ba'ozel manike bechase. Who's here from the mishpocha of chase? Tova chase. Chase drowned. Omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman heard this. Holakim. Ochlu kavri lechase, nebach the fish, ate up chase. Midiburei de Rav Nachman, ozlo de visu de chase, vinsebe. Look, his wife heard that Rav Nachman said, halakim, ochli kavri lechase. No, Rav Nachman said that the fish ate up chase, so that's enough for her. Rav Nachman said, "Lokim ochlo kavri lechase vinseve." So she got married, finished, without asking any shailas. V'loy omru lo v'loy midi. No one told her anything. That means there was a big problem over here. There was a problem with Maim Shein Lem Soif, and she shouldn't have gotten married. Now, if she would have gone to Arov to Bezin to ask her Shaila, they would tell her, Rebetzin, very sorry, it's Maim Shalem Soif. But she heard Rav Nachman said, Alakim Ochlo Kavri Chase. So she got married on her own, and they didn't shepherd with her. Omar Rav Ashish Mamino. Ha the Omar Rabon the Maim Shalem Saif Ishta Yasur Anime Lachatil. You're not permitted to give her a heta. Avali Nosiv Loi Mafkina Lomino. But if she did get married, you don't chapel with her, you don't take her Mibailo. Ike the Amri Inseber Rav Nachman Ledeviso. Rav Nachman alone was the one that married her off. I was Maim Shalem Saif. Omar, he said, Chasa Gavra Rabbe. Chasa was a big man. Isa. Im Isa de Solik, if he would ever gotten out of that water, Kole Islay Lemilsa. That people would have spoken about it wherever he got off, so it would make headlines. Chasa ended up in this and this place. The loy, we don't pass like this loshen. Loishna gavra rabbe, loishna lav gavra rabbe, yevet in lechatchila loy. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi midiburei de Rav Nachman de Oma ochlu kavri. He said that the fish ate him up. Loy Oma miyitein sheyale viyinotzo. Lachere Rav Nachman should have said, ah, the Eibush is omarachem sein, that he should be nitzel. Also, but he said, no, achle kavri lechasa, so it seems he accepted this as a true fact, that chasa was eaten up by the fish. So that's how he accepted this. I'd like to learn the Gilyan HaShas. Let us look in the Gilyan HaShas. Omar Rav Nachman Olekim Ochli Kavro Lechasa. B'tshuvis Maimonis Sefer Noshin Simen Yudbeis Kosav. Ve'ein litmoya al Rav Nachman, the ishtave, as Rav Nachman said, ashvue, the ochli kavre lechase. Heiche ishtave ochi, how is he permitted to make a shvue? Even the omar ishta yasure, the aloch, how could he say that the fish ate up chase? We don't know, could be still alive, it's maim shein lam soy. Alma misafkelei, imai isiloi. Rove of the people are not nitzel. The Rav Nachman Shaper Ishtave. Dafilu bedinin nefoshes is linen bos the rube. Ela de barayis machmerinen vamrinen de lechatchila leitinosi avagav de rube maisi ad kan leshoinu. So the Tshuvis Maimoni says that gevalde kevot over here. The Tshuvis Maimoni says that b'emesin maim sheilam soif roiv pomim de det. No, it's only a chumra mishumei shesish. So I'll say shesish. She's not allowed to get married. We won't let her get married. But to make a shvue, on a shvue you can be soimach and roiv. The Beis Halevi asks on the Tshuvis Maimoni, the Beis Halevi says, but there's another problem over here. Who did Rav Nachman hear this from? He heard it from a goy mesiach lefitumoy. A goy mesiach lefitumoy doesn't have an amonis b'chola teire kula. Only mishum iguna they were makel by eishes ish. So he says, so what's the teretz of the Tshuvis Maimoni? That he relied on roi, but everything originated from mesiach lefitumoy of an akum. Mesiach lefitumoy from an akum is not nemon b'chola teire kula.